Kedushin Shu Yutes Belosh Shu Chav Shvat Hitoshim Mem Hey, February 11th, 1985, on Monday.
Very complicated. Detail on Doma in Gihol Bishkut. That's the Chachomim in Gihol Bishkut. What's an example of Gihol Bishkut? That's in Gimore in Yume. Suyam Shaliach was mace after the Shechite of the Sveil Hashem. So then the Chachomim and Rabbi Yudin both say that there is Dich, not worried. He cannot just bring another Suya as a Ben Zug, to be used in the Suyam Shaliach. Because there is a Sakos of Yomat Chai with Ne'er Hashem. I think it's a some place in Yom. Yudah says in the Mishnah, some of these are the Dalai, the end of the Mishnah, Meis HaMishtaleach Yishotel Chadah. In other words, if, let's say, the Shriah HaMishtaleach was Meis after the Shrite of Yisrael Hashem, before the Zrike, the Azoye of the Yisrael Hashem, so we cannot bring just another Soriya as a Ben Zul to the Suyam Shaliach, and then we'll shecht it and we'll make the Zrich. Why? Because the moment because Yomat Chayut Ne'er Hashem, so in other words, the Suyam Shaliach has to be high until the Zrike. of the Sefer Hashem. If the Sefer Shlomo died before the Zrike of the Sefer Hashem, it was after the Shlita of the Sefer Hashem, but before the Zrike. So at that moment, it was Nitre. So it was Nitre from Zrike. It was Nitre from Zrike. So Chonon HaMitzri says, all we have to do is to bring one warrior and use him as the Sefer Hashem. Because Chonon is really, Chonon HaMitzri is really kind of holding on Tchri. Even Bishchutin does not Tchri. It's really kind of thing of Tchri altogether. But Yud and the Chachomim, they say that here it's already Shochut. So there is certainly a Din Tchri. Chonon HaMitzri is the only one who is Tchri. And the Din Tchri is complete. Now look at the more that some are giving on the base. Right in the middle of Lomet. Chonon HaMitzreime, at the Dambi case, may be Chabere and Mizalere. In other words, you don't have to take two siri and make a new angle and everything. Why? Because Chonon HaMitzre holds. There is no din of Tchriye. So true, there is a Zakosu of Yom HaTchai Lepnei Hashem, that the Sefer HaMashtaleach has to survive until the Zrike of the Sefer HaMashtaleach, and here he died before the Zrike. All we have to do, so he was Nitche for temporarily, but all we have to do is to bring another Sefer HaMashtaleach, and then we can make this Zrike in the course of the Sefer Hashem. The Sefer Hashem, because no deep three altogether according to Chonon HaMitzri. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there is a deep three, the Chol HaPoches, in the case of Shchutim. So here, the Sefer Hashem was Nitche, temporarily the Chol HaPoches. So maybe it's Nitche for good, permanently. So Meisa Mishtaliach Bechadam, and then we have to bring two Zuri, Siri, and make Hagrole, because of Tchriye. Now, so here, first being Tres, in Nitru Yitru Leilo, Dikel Mandoma, who is that Mandoma Rav, in Dichol Bishchutim. Let's say in the case where the Sefer HaMashtaleach died after the Shechita of the Sefer Hashem, so Chonon HaMitzri says what to do is to bring another Sefer and Sefer HaMashtaleach, so then we could be mekayem the Yom HaTchai Lepnei Hashem, and we could make the Zrike of the original Sefer Hashem. But Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, they are really Chonon HaMitzri. And they say, Mei Sefer HaMashtaleach. So then, is Yishof Echadam. Now, so what should we do? So then we have to take two more Sefirim and make Hakole and go over the whole procedure again. Because the original Sefer Hashem, which Yishofot, it became Dochu for good, permanently. So this is what Rav says, that true, you don't pass the life Chonon HaMitzri. So in other words, there is a din of Dochu, the Chol HaPoches by Shchuti, but by Baal HaChaim there is no din of Dochu. By Baal HaChaim there is no din of Dochu, according to Rav. So this is what Rabbi Yehuda tells us. No. There is a din of dichu by Baal HaChaim also. Pirikum kasmi for yichu leilon, because on them are in dichu bishchutim. Our Baal HaChaim shi yichu chesu mimirim. Ubidei chayla beime, ki shechoz abulok hachetio. Ki shechoz abulok hachetio. Lok hachetio. Ushmamino. Even though, as long as he didn't buy out דחילי קפשימה, so it was דוחו, he couldn't be מקרבט, so it was דוחו פעם במזבח, פשטו פעם במזבח, he couldn't be מקרבט, how can he be מקרב? A behemoth that is only half, hekdesh, so, but then when he bites out the chile, so it becomes more than his beya, so it's korei. Ushmanu, amine korei torah, iskreiva ha-beimu kishichol ha-vulam ha-chetzi. So Yechon tells us no. Ushmanu, yichom ni korei amine. Pirish kini zushe mitzvah se teisho, lo yiris li korei, Die kemandi kol, die die khoyle di mira mi tren. Us mamlo, tsarwet, when at the time of the hekdesh, it was all in there. Then something happened. Let's say somebody hit chile. He was machmis a chatos. And when he was mafri the chatos, he was in his whole kosher. Then the next day, after he was mafri the chatos, he became in shuvet. And then he did shuvet. So there is a mandama who says, so in that case, not there is a mandama, so in that case, so it's nireh, it was all far kovet, at the time of that Hoshe, so it was all Hakove. And then the next day, Kirim Mishume, Mimumea, so it was Nitre from Mizbeach. Then he did Chuve. So we say, since at the time, at the very outset, it was all of Mizbeach. And then it was pushed up in Mizbeach. So the melee becomes Nitre Lirim Boet. Mashinkei, if he was in Mume at the time of that Hoshe. So it's not shayach to say it was Nitre. It never was wrote for the Mizbeach. And then he does Shuve, so it becomes wrote for the Mizbeach. Because Dichem in Korah lo yavidich, only near the Nitre. So Dichem tells us that even in the case of Dichem in Korah, it's still ושמענו יש דיחו בידון פיו שיש דרך דיחו בידון או שם קודש על לידון שגאים זו שמתחילו להקדיש על במאה שתמוכי ויגישו דמי חציו שער לקרוא לחצויים להויסו רויו. So it was only Kodesh Yidushas Domi, not Yidushas Agu. Why wasn't it Kodesh Yidushas Agu? Because Yidushas Agu by definition means Kodesh Mitzvos. Yidushas Domi means it's Momen Hekdesh. But Yidushas Agu means Kodesh Mitzvos. In other words, you are Magdish and Eva, the Vemas and Eva. So it becomes dedicated and retained to be called as an Eva. Yamagdish et lishlomi, liocham, lechatos. So it's Kodesh and it's was. That's the essence of Dushasaki. Kodesh and it's was. Mashenki here, since it was only half Hekdesh, so it wasn't capable of being covered on his bear. So merely it couldn't be dedicated in the image of it was for a Kodesh. So what is the whole Indian of the Hekdesh? Namas Lidomo. It's Momen Hekdesh. Some Mele. So we could. So Pele Sheshkiras Dicho Lidomo Shein Kodesh Al Lidomo Kim Zushin Itchul Lidish Al Lameo Shekim Oche Yavili Yishud Mechetio שער לכל חצוי לא יסורו יו ואף לא ככל הלא תרז דיחו ולהתחיס מעל המזבח לאילום למדו, נה, אם דיחו אין לבדור שהוא תחליטות לבקור. ומתאימה, לא מלמי מהר את העם. שמענו אם דיחו לדומי, אם דיחו לבקור. ואי אפשר לדיחו לבקור, שאי דיחו לדומי. Because if it's not whole Mizbeach for a Krovet at the time of the Hendesh, so mele the whole Chalais Din of Dusha is a Dusha Domen. Because Dusha Saguf, by definition, means Chozal Mitzvose. What does it mean, Chozal Mitzvose, by Krovet? La Krovet. And if it's Dochon Likore, at the very outset, at the time it's Magdeshet, it's not Chozal. Le'akhove, some mele, the whole Dush is Yisrael. So why do they have to mention that separate? And Teisves means the same kashe, Valeyefshea, Yichubidomi means Shalom Yild Yichubikore. So why do they have to mention both? Yeshleima, Yashkechon, Dichumikore, Ahogav, Shekodesh Dushisagu. There is a possibility of Dichumikore, even though it's not Dushisagu, but Dushisagu. Kidom Rabbi Echen, Pelet Nidmaradi, Yinocho Chele, Vifris Kor, Vyobad Abilis Kichom, because of it. So the example mentioned by Rabbi Yechanan represents the case where at the time of the Afroshe he was not in Umar. Then after the Afroshe he came. Because of it, Hoyo Dimitre Kishova Adiz Chobim Shmizeva Hashem Tehilo Idoch. So here we don't have a case of Tochimikor. So here it's a case of Nira Vinitche, because at the time of the Afroshe, the Hegdesh, so he was in Yisrael Koshe. But if he says, Lav Dav Keno Katosom, Vif is called Mithril. Doa Adi, Ova Ave is called Mithril. Vaki Mithril is called, the Hashna Mithril Mithril. Even if he came in first, and then he was managed, so then it's Dochon Likor. How do we know that Rabbi Yechanan, when he says, Ochol Chilev Yifriskom Vav Yichovim Yichozavei, is Lav Davke Yifriskom Vav Yichovim. But in Yochanan in the same way, Ovav Yichovim Vahakach Yifriskom, how do we know? Maybe it's Davke. Because Rabbi Yechanan is saying it. And Rabbi Yechanan Shiti is, the Dichum Yikor is Ad Dichum. So Meile, Bishleini, Rav said it, all right. So we could say, but Rabbi Yechanan is saying it. Rabbi Yechanan is saying it. And Rabbi Yechanan Shiti is, the Dichum Yikor is Ad Dichum. So Meile, we are forced to say, that even though Rabbi Yechanan mentioned the case of Yifris Kom Bovar is Kom, which is Nires V'Nitche, but it's Rav Davke. It's Rav Davke. Why go Adin or Yichon again? Because that's the Adich Mikor. Rav Yichon is the Yichon Mikor. Havidicho. Havidicho. So why does he mention the case of Yifris Kom Bovar is Kom? Because of the other case, Hashem Shemidach means Rabbi Yechanan. Why is also Ochol Chilev Yifriz Kom V'Nishtaten V'Chozav V'Nishtaten? We much more than Nishtaten Tchilos, because if he first became insane, he's not the Baruchet to be Mafris. He has been dancing on him. So since in the other case of Nishtate, he had to mention that the Akoshe took place before he became Nishate, so in connection with Mumma he also mentioned. But in connection with Mumma, he doesn't mean that after that case. Wie machst du nicht eine Trilogie, die Schädel oder aber auch Fosse? Dann sagt man, ich muss kommen. Ja, wer will es bekommen? Okay, so das ist ein Beispiel. So ein Melee, verglichen in Means, even the case, um. Ob er dann ist kommen, verkackt es. So ist doch nicht kommen. Und ob er der, die zweitlische Dome, weiß nicht, die ich schon. Et al. Houdt me niet dus zo goed. Effect. De behime. Even de time of the approche. De gavre. Hoe het naar het gozer te maken. The answer is. When do we say. That if. There is a psula kop. So then. It prevents. The halis. Of dus zo goed. If the psula kop. Is intrinsic in the behemoth. In the behemoth, as for example in the case of behemoth Shoshni Shutri. So originally, at the time of the Hekesh, why wasn't it Chosla coming? Because half a behemoth is Hekesh. So the Chisong was intrinsic in the behemoth. So the Mele, there, he just assumes, inasmuch as it's not Chosla Kovet because of the soul in the Behemoth itself, because the Behemoth is only Hef Hekdesh and Hef Chum, so the Mele that prevents the Chalezim of Shisagu. Because the Shagub by definition means that it's Kodesh and Mitzvot. And here the Behemoth is not aiming for a Kov. Mashiach in the case where the Chisong is in the Gavra, because the Gavra is a Mumer, not in the Behemoth. So Mele. Even though at the very outset the Gavre is supposed to be Makri, but there is no Chisong Psul inherent in the Behemoth itself. In the Behemoth itself, only in the Gavre. And in the Gavre of the Tshuve, then they'll be able to be Makri. So Mele doesn't prevent a Chalais of a Dushas Haguf to be Chal under the Behemoth. So that's an example where it's Dichumi Kore, but not Dushas Domi, but Dushas Agu. So this so far it's all right. Now the question is, how can we visualize a Dushas Domi and not Dichumi Kore? So that we can also visualize. Yashpanam Shadomi, Abogamal Dikumi Kore, Kinamaki Kiri Pisri Ozoho, Yavi Kushadomi, think the Sabom Kiri, Yavi Dikumi Kore, Sharia Vladro Yatri. So, we can visualize the case of Dushas Domi and not Dichum Mikor. Now, the Korban Pesach has to be Zohar, not in Kiv. So in Kiv is not Rov, the Korban Pesach. Suppose someone is Mafish, is Magish, in Kiv of Israel, we all go Zohar. We have the Dushas Domi, the Pesach Bom in Kiv. Even though the blood is Zohar. But the answer is he was not Magdish, the blood. We are dealing with the case when he was Magdish, a behemoth, let's say, a kebe, a gypsum, a kebe of the clay. Or the Keres, Pesach. And the Nikeve that he was Magdish with Pesach was not more Beres. But then it became more Beres. Let's say he was Magdish the Nikeve with Pesach right after Pesach, after Shavuos, a long time to Pesach. And then after that, the Behemoth became Yisabor. And it was Yolda Yizocho before Pesach. As far as the blood is concerned, so actually the blood himself is all the Pesach, but he was not marked the blood himself. The Kedusha of the blood emanates from the fact that the mother was Hegish. The mother was Hegish. But since and the mother in the Shaguf was not how, because how could a Kebe be Kodesh on its Mosso? It has to be Zohar. So Melee, the blood Zohar does not have a Kedush Saguf either, because there was no separate Hegdesh and the blood. You see, if somebody would be Magdish, a Nikevo Mu Beres with Israel, Mu Beres, and then the Nikevo would give birth to his Zohar, according to Mandoma, that Ube Alav Yerachimei, then it would be considered, the Uba would be considered to have a Kedush Saguf, because if Uba Lav Yerachimei, so then the Mori Pura says, in Shir and Mishuya, so he could be Mishaya, the Uba, and he could be Magdi the Uba by itself. Mashain gave in the case where it's Magdish in Kaveh, that is not even Uberes. And then it became Uberes and gave birth to Zohar. So certainly there is no Hegdesh Chal and the Vlad except for the mother. And since the mother did not become affected through the Shaguf, how could the Vlad, the Zohar, be affected through the Shaguf? So only Hegdesh Domit. But the moment he is born, his whole Mizbeach. So it's not Dochum Yikore. So that's an example. Is it? The Ashkenazim of Kedusha Domim. Afo Gavla Adocho Miko Hina Mafkis Nikeva Lipische Yolda Zoho Vehave Dushas Domi Dein Pesach Bomi Nikeva Vehave Dichu Mikore Shari Avlad Uro Lehakev. Now, the question is this. It's not Dichu Mikore. Why? Was there any moment when it was Rov for HaKoveh? Rov Mizbeach. So how could the Kedush Saguf take place? I mean, Saguf does not take place, which is Dominic. So how could we say it's Nireh? V'nitcheh? It was never Nireh's. If it was never Nireis, so it should be considered Dichum Yikore. What does Dichum Yikore mean? Dichum Yikore in contrast to Nireh Benitres. So in the case, let's say, of somebody who itchilev and became Mishumet, and then it was Mafrish, so it's Dichum Yikore. In the case where he itchilev and he was mafkish while he was his soul kosher, and then after that posha, פליטים משום עת, so it's nearest ונתרס. But in this case, how can we say it's not the holy Torah? Why isn't it the holy Torah? שערי הבלד רול להקריב. Is it all להקריב? Was there any moment when it was all להקריב? The moment it's born, how can you think of being makriv? Until he's born. So the moment he's born, is it all להקריב? It's not all להקריב. Because Ekdush Saguf was never a Kedush Saguf was never Chalani. How could a Kedush Saguf be Chalani? Because the whole Dusha emanates from the Dusha of the mother. The mother wasn't Mubaris at the time of the Hekdesh. The mother was not Mubaris at the time of the Hekdesh. But there is this special Tzakosu that the same Hekdesh that is Chal, blood Hekdesh. So in other words, the same Hekdesh that is Chal on the mother is Chal on the blood. Special Kedush HaKosu. But since the mother did not have Kedush HaKosu, so the blood did not have Kedush HaKosu either. The blood did not have Kedush HaKosu either. So only Kedush HaDomi. So Mele, at the very inception, the blood, the Zohar, had only Kedushas Domi. So how is it not Dochumi Kore? How is it not Dochumi Kore? Not Dochumi Kore means nearest Vinit. But here, it's not a question of nearest Vinit. It was never nearest. It was never nearest. After all, his thesis itself mentioned in connection with the case of Abochel Chelet, the Nasen Gova Avizore, the Yifrish Kol, then it is the Chumiko. And the case of Abochel Chelet, the Yifrish Kol, Vakachel Avizore, is not the Chumiko. But even in the case of Ochel Chelet, the Yifrish Kol, even in the case of Ochel Chelet, the Oved Avizore, Vakach Yifrish Kol, why should we consider the Chumikoi? There too, the Chisong is not in the vein. The Chisong is in the Gavre. So what difference? And still it's considered the Chumikoi. So we see that it's considered Yichum Yikore even if the Chisong emanates from the Gavre. The Psula emanates from the Gavre, not intrinsic in the Behemoth itself. So why should this case be different where the Psula in the Chosel HaKove emanates from the Mother? But there was never a time when it was Rol HaKove. There was never a time when it was Rolakon. When it was Rolakon. So obviously, it's much more from this basis that that actually that the blood is Chozlakon. At the very outset. Now, if the blood is chosel, how could the blood be chosel akov at the very outset if the whole dusha emanates from the mother and the mother does not have the dusha saguf? So how can it be chosel akov? It has to be kodesh from his chosel. So it's a riot from this face that even though the mother is in Kibbeh, and it was not Chozel HaKoveh, and Tesis calls it Dushas Domim, but still there is an element of Dushas HaGuf in the mother too. But it's a Dushas HaGuf that is not in it for HaKoveh itself, but it is aiming for a kove of the blood. Now that we have to understand what Teisha says. So Teisha says, so the Havim Shal Domim the Pesach Bolim Kibbeh. So Melech, if the mother only has a Shal Domim, not in Shaguf, so the blood could not have in Shaguf either. If the blood is not in Shaguf, how could it be Nadochum Yikore? So obviously we have to say that the blood has a Dushagur. If the blood is a Dushagur, so then the mother also must have a Dushagur. But Teisva says that the mother does not have a Dushagur. I mean the mother does not have a Dushagur, only Dushagur don't. Because the mother is educated. So we have to wait for a moment. But there is a right from this case first that in the case of Amaftis and Cable with Israel, it's not a regular Dushagum. There is an aspect of Dushaguf too. There is an aspect of Dushaguf too. But then you ask, how can there be Dushaguf? How can there be a Dushas Aguf? It's not Chozel HaKoveh. Dushas Aguf by definition means that it's Kodesh L'Mitzvose. What is a mitzvah? HaKoveh. But a Nikkeveh can never be Nikkeveh. A Nikkeveh can never be Nikkeveh. So
thank you.
So we have to wait for a moment. But it's mucha from this day's verse that there is an aspect of Tushis Aguf in the mother. Because if there wouldn't be an aspect of Tushis Aguf in the mother, so there couldn't be an aspect of Tushis Aguf in the blood either. Because the whole Tushis in the blood emanates from the mother. And if there is no Tushis Aguf in the blood, how could it be? How could it be Nadochu Mikore? But we have to understand it. But let's wait. The Yesh Vom Nigasinon. Shmamno, Shazdomi Matche. Not Yesh Yichu Bidomim, but Shazdomi Matche. Umifores, Deichet Murosem Ulkora. Meliktone ut Muroso Kaleitzim. Lo inir, do betrises gabim tamim midosh oshir. Now what's the halacha? Nevertheless, if somebody is tummy and he enters the midosh, he shaves. So if he's an oshir, so he brings the kisvo. Then, if he's an oni, the dal, not dal, not the very poor. If he's just poor, in other words, it's a financial burden to bring the baby. So then, he brings a camp of shnei teirim or shnei teirim. And if he's dal, does anyone have a chumash here? No.
Very poor, he brings an asir saeed.
So, So they are free. So there are three situations where there is a Chiyus called merely Eretz. Either by Shuvas Eilus, or by Netamim Yosh, or by Shuvas Shekhar. For Hoyo Ki Yesh Amlachas Mele, the Svadah Shepoto Alel, the Eidi, so it's a common merely Eretz. If he's rich, he brings a name, or a kiss for a seal. The Eidi is Hashem or Hashem or Hakosim. השפוטו נקיב וממצאים כספו איסירסיזם וחטוס וחיפר עליו הקיים וחטוסים בו עתיק is slightly poor and it's financial burden for him to bring it him off ואם הוא מסגיע לא לביסה והיא בזה שומע השפוטו שתי סירים ושני להינו על So this is common in the earth. So the tree says that the coming doors, someone went to the Bisanish, the Tumen Shege, so there is a few common in the earth, and no shepherds in the Hemo, and only brings Shneseen or Shneseen or. So suppose he was an ocean. The Tamim Midosh, Oshin. So, what kind of a call did he have to be Matfis? A Behemoth. But, he wasn't Matfis a Behemoth. She was Kenrik, he keeps us. He was Matfis a Kormon. Not he did, but that's what he did. We had him. Then he became poor. So, right now, this call is over for him. At the time of the Hekdesh, of the Akoshe, the Kohen was not a debtor for him, but now he became a debtor. So since at the very outset it was Dochu, even though now it's Yireh, so he became Dochu. So then Avisha says that. Omar Abulazar Omar Abish, the Tamil Media Social Ship is came to so say, the Eni will be nitri tre. Omar Abulibri Rabbi Shua, Shmamino Tlat, Shmamino Palachai Nitri, who shall dominate tre, Vidiho Mikora Vidiho. So, Dushas Domin is Dihu. So, there we cannot explain it that it's Matre the Tmurem Likor. Because the Kognate has no Tmurem. was man koch in Feuer, ist ja da mit Matchat Mord. Den Mure Beikes. Er hat koch auch heilig Dusche bin ich heilig. So we have to say that Yishgichu Bidomi means not that it's Matchat et Mure Fankrei. It means even though the Dusche was only originally only Bidomi, not the real Dusche Sagur, so, and later on, it is all for Kedusha Sagu. So, since at one time it was Nitre from Mizbeach, it becomes Nitre from Mizbeach for good. Vintena, Lomole de Bagirin la Shino, Hanuk la Pil, Oshmanino de Feri, Misho Yotom. Now there's a Gemara in Pesachim.
Pesach, Ikor of Shlomo, Udiloy Kirab Shimon,
Doma von Chaimut. So in other words, the Mishnah says, Tire Achi Stoi, the Mocher Yipu Doma von Dove. So, Lishwami. So, the question is, if there is no Alocha of Dichu, so then, why do we have to put it up on pasture until the moon occurs? And then we'll sell it, and then the dummy will buy the behime and be makri as a shlomi. Why can this behime itself, then kebe, be called a shlomi? And kebe is all shlomi, and kebe is not holy Pesach, but the shlomi is all. The answer is, and it was evident for Shlomi, because the halacha is, suppose Yamafis, a behemoth for a common Pesach. And then for some reason, you're not Machris for a Pesach. So after Pesach, Mesach Pesach, it's for a Shlomi. So every behemoth that was kufresh as a common Pesach, if for some reason it's not called as a Pesach, so after Pesach it's called a Shlomi. So this, if there is no aloha of Dichu, why does the Mishnah say that if he was mafresh and he came to the Pesach, it has to be put up on pasture, and after a mum occurs, then you sell it, and the domain you make the Shlomi, why can't this behemoth without the moon be called a Shlomi? It's not all for Pesach, but for Shlomi it's all. The answer is because of the din of Chir. So he says, behemoth shemitzvah b'chayim t'chuyo d'chugomo שאפוך שמירץ למה שירושרויו אינו קרימו אלו ראה דעוד איתנם תירה ולחייב השלומי מגופה שצוי ריוסו שיש adapted for it כי מתחילו שקום מספס הקור השלומי ודולו יקרה בשמן דומה אבל החיים הנתחים בפרק שני סיין דגמרי מבמום שנתחל שאוב המומי נראה ומראה שנם יש נעים עליהם, שנחוש ממנו לתלת, נוקת להוכח. Alright, so. ואם תהיה הלום עליהם, תחיל לכם, להכניר חן את לך, נראה, חוש ממנו לתלת מי שלכמו. So the Gemara itself deduces from the Mishnah that שמענו לתלת, so what kind of a Kiddush does Rabbi Yochanan tell us? This is implicit in the Mishnah of Hamafis Nekimu Pisrei. So here actually is story, and then the Mocher Yavi Budomo Shlomi. But this behemoth itself, without the moon falling into it, so he's not called Shlomi. He's not called Shlomi. So it's a raya that. So it's a raya that yeish dichu, and the Gemara pointed out in Pesachim, v'yeish reima mishum b'plukti reifas l'chrisis, v'plige bora b'chinen b'yechoye v'rabon, whether there is dichu b'balachayim or there is no dichu b'balachayim. So is ma'ase divamoi. So that's why he mentions that Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanon of Chakshim B'Yichoy, that there is the Chubah Lachai. The Yeshu is Mea. Amayu Poich Halod Rabbi Yochanan. Yeyecha di Poich. The Seif Chrisis. Halod Rabbi Yeshu. The Omar Mitam Nidosh Oshir. שיפריס קיימי כפסוסי והני הויב נטרי תחנה ויהם תלוקה בלימורי אינשריס צימפסה בפנסה ככה פחת Omer Reish is the last line of Zion in the base. Omer Reza, Omer Reish, Omer Reza, Omer Reish. We come in Midosh Oshia, she is this. Come with his sausage. We had it. Koyuli. Nitre, Nitre. Omer Avune, Rid Rav Yeshua. Shmamino Tvat. Shmamino Balechai Nitre. Ubidush Adol Nitre. Nitichu mi kore habitichu. Moshe Pavut Vebachom. Habat is the cable in Pisre. Tirachis is the Mocher, Yobi, the Mel Pesa, Yodo Zoho, Yirachi story, the Mocher, Yobi, the Mel Pesa, Repshimen, the email, who asked me for it. Now, so Yem Machlake, if you have a Repshim, the Hoy, someone. Mafis in the cable of Israel, and then he gave birth to his Zohar. So the Rabbanon say that the Zohar, the blood, has to be put on pasture until there is a moon. So he will be mikve, because that's the aloche, because he is beyak. If there is a moon, so it's near there. Without a moon, it cannot be. So the Shaguf is a poka. So, Achim Stoi, Mochel, Yobim of Pesach, Epshinei Meir, Kuatzmei Koikov Pesach. Hashim says that the blood itself, without a moon, not a domi, after a moon occurs in the blood, is called Pesach. But the blood without the moon is called Pesach. Because after all, what soul is there in the blood? There is no soul in the blood. There is no soul in the blood. There is a soul in the mother. There is a soul in the mother. Because the mother is in the kingdom. But the blood is a Zoho. Now again, from this Chachime, we can deduce that even when somebody is mafris and capable of Israel, that is not whole for a compassach. So it's not a regular Dushetom in the man. Because if the only Dushet in the mother is a Kedushas Domi, not a Kedushas Aguf. How could the blood have a Kedushas Aguf? How could the blood have a Kedushas Aguf? After all, he was not Magdish the blood. He was Magdish the mother. Before the mother was Mulberes. So the whole Kedusha in the blood emanates from the mother. Obviously, according to Rachimen, the blood is a Kedushas Aguf, because if the blood is not a Kedushas Aguf, so how could it be called Pesach? Now, if the blood is a Kedushas Aguf, so then the mother also had a Kedushas Aguf, because if the mother did not have a Kedushas Aguf, so how could the blood acquired Yisrael? He was Magid of blood. He was not Be'elon. He was not even Nubek at the time of the Hegdesh, of that portion. Alright. Rav Shimon HaMeir, who adds me, he calls Pesach. Shmamno, Bal Chayim, Eim Nitchi. So the Gemara has a kasha against Rav Eishe, from Rav Shimon. So the boy is the Teret, Amret the Rabbi Sheki Amrinon, the Rabbonon Tarshi, Sir Bachan Nitrin, the כל מה קבלת, אני ביסח את נמי וחביר של בעקול את רבשימה, אבל מקושב הבא לחיים נצחים, בעקול עם מה קבלת, סורת את תארת את מורה, זה צריך רבשימה, he said that. Because רבשימה holds, אבל לחיים אין נצחים, ודרבון לחיליק, סורבי שעקור אותו לרבון, רבי שעקור אותו לרבון. Let's now turn to the ישראל מצמח המייל פוגר עלות רבי יחן הגרד פוגר בסייף פיסס עלות רבי יש תום תם נידוש עושר שיפוסקי מקיפסוס ואני פוגר ניתחה ניתח פוגר חלות רבי שמי מהי דום המאפס נקיבו מפסרקים מהפסח תפירת שתסטוי ותמוכה ויום דמר פסח יולד זוכר תפירת שתסטוי בוחר להיות בידון על פסח וכשמיני מהיר הוא עצמי לקרוא את פסח so why don't you more adjust it you more as the discussion against Rabbi Chinkrises why don't you more as the same kashe against Rabbi Chinkrises they not a kashe and the more in Chinkrises and the poor halom Rabbi Chinkrises is a year of the Rabbi it handled the ancient hierarchy of the story. So what? There's the more steps. The Trabeja says it all the Rabbon. So the question is, the quarrel in my quarrel. So what's the more kasher chathil by the makshin? I mean, didn't the makshin understand? The Trabeja can pass for like Rabbon on the Trabeja Yochoy on the country. Yochid the Rabbi, Allah the Rabbi. So what's the more kasher? They keep the polish in the Hidoye as long as the mother does it, it's Kikashi against Rabbeishi. From Rabshime and Wood, who is Yochi because the Rabbon and Achil can him. So why couldn't the mother ask Kikashi from Rabbeza? The price and lift from Rabbeza must be seen in the Mure. The Gnam tells the Ukochi. Rabbi Mafis and Kibo Leilo, the old Zoho, the pleasure in me of Watsme, you call it Leilo. Watsme, you call it Leilo. So there are three kashes in this sentence. One kashi is Joseph, you know, asks the kashi, which is a press against Rabbi She, from Rabbi Shimon, let, because how can Rabbi She say there is Yehu? אבל החיים, רב שמעון says, there is no difference. Why does the more as the same kashi against the Bihar? Another kashi case says, and the more increases, how can the more as the kashi against the Bihar? From Rab Shimon, when the Rabbon Achil kashi. And then a third kashi case says, seems the more does ask against the Bihar, from Yochi, even though the Rabbon Achille, so the Gemara could ask from Rabbi Elazar, what is Rabbi Elazar saying? We from Rabbi Elazar must listen to the Gemara. The Gnam, Pirkei Kochi, Rabbi Mafresh, the Kibbo, the Eilo, Ma'ilo has to be a zohar. Suppose he was mafkisim to the Ma'ilo, and then he gave birth to a zohar. So, it's a very moving. Amafis Nikiva Leilo, the old Zoho, so the Tanakama the Rabbonim say, Yirach in Stoy, the Mocher, the Yavi Bidon Leilo. But the Vlad itself, before a moon occurs in it, cannot be called a nail, even though there is no intrinsic soul in the blood per se. So to say, and the brother said, who adds me, Corey? Who adds me? You call me Ela. So why did we no longer ask from Rabbi Eliezer? He said the same thing as Rakshina. Apparently, from a brother we couldn't ask. We can only ask from a sheep. Three kashas. Alright. Now starts the real difficulty. Yeshua, how the time did he call it for Rakshina? The outcome of the Rabbon already of this Gavor, the Shire Big Dushas Domi, Savan Nigel Nars, the Big Dushas Domi, Nars, the Namu Dushago, Ukisago Frihave, Sharon Pesabomin and Cave, Apokabitan, Akur Rabbon Lane, Sharon Dushas Domi, Holo Bates. Now, this is so strange, this is. First of all, when Tisvi says, in Dushadam in Cholabetis, it's not right. Dushadam in the first Shemimor, and in Mila, the Dushadam is Cholabetis in anything. There is nothing in the world on which Dushadam cannot be held. You can be Magdish Ashpo, Dushadam in all garbage. Why should we say that in Shabbat and Cholabayfes there is a loche by Eifes that cannot be lived there? In other words, let's say if you call is Kodesh and Dushes Agur, you cannot be paid it. Dushes Agur is Lipokabuti. Unless a mum occurs in the call, in the vein, then it can be paid. So by the Amen, even if it's Kodesh Dushisago, so if a mum occurs in it, you can be paid. Until a mum occurs in it, you cannot be paid. By Eifes, even if a mum occurs in the Eif, you can still not be paid. So that's only Aloche in Dushisago by Eifes. But here we are talking of Dushas Dobi. Dushas Dobi is how an everything. Even an Ashpo. So it's Gemara in Mila that we base. I don't want to go over it anymore because I don't want to spend time. So then Gemara says, "Avul Dishel Chas Domino Yamin Isbeah Nase Tum Shei Dishel Bereka Bais." There is pity and there is empathy. The whole Halacha Ba'ik says there is no pity and applies only to a case of Yisaguf. In other words, somebody was magdish, let's say, a shmikin mishmidiyeno, the chivose. And then a mum occurred in the term on the name. So by the mum occurs, you can pay it. By all, there is no pity. But if at the very outset you are magdish mishmidiyeno, so then you can pay it. Then it's like Bereka Bais. That's what the Gemara in Yomi Mila Daf Yud Beis says. Bamedro Mamuri Omer Rav Kopech Hasura Mas Mechzer Vohem Bamedro Mamuri Kishiyidish Dush Saguf Ligavim Mizbeah Kam Mizbeah Avon Kidishe Dush Esdomi. So so it's how on anything, give an ashpo. And then ashpo. So how does Tesis say such a thing? How does Tesis say such a thing? That Shalom Sheldon Cholub Eifes. It's not like that. The Sheldon is how on anything. In the world, by Eifes. So if the Eif was miscavishing to Shisaguf, so then by the Heime, even though there is a Shisaguf, if there is a Pidyan, you can be paid it. But by Eifes, you cannot be paid it. If it is a Shisaguf, but if Tushay, if Ludomo, then you can always be paid it. It's how you can be paid it. And then we have to understand what does Tesis say? Tesis Kashi was, how can we more ask Kashi against Rabbeishi? How can Rabbeishi say there is Dichu? Rabshim Dichu, he says there is no Dichu. Adimesis, Rabshim, and Sayyam the Rabbon say there is Dichu. That the blood itself cannot be coined as a compressor. The Rabbon says. Because there is the so Tesis says the kasha of Gemara was because the Makshim assumed that the reasons why the reasons why the Rabbon Achelik Arab Shimon is because not because the Rabbon hold there is the Rabbon have also made it that there is no deal. But the reason is because the door of the Shaya Bindu Shaddami, let's say the cable of Israel, so the Shaya Bindu Shaddami, so Mele, Mige di Nachse, Bindu Shaddami, Nachse Binami Bindu Shaguf, U Bindu Shaguf Loi Habe, Shaya Bindu Shaddami, Shaya Bindu Shaddami, isn't this what it says? When you look at it, I mean, at first, Tesis says, Mili nachse be dushas dami, nachse be dushaguf, but dushaguf loya. So how do we say nachse be dushaguf, if dushaguf loya? So it is still in the way. What does Tesis mean? So apparently, Tesis is saying that there are two types of dushas dami. There is one type of dushas dami which is mamish dushas dami. In other words, what is the distinguishing feature of dushas aguf? Dushas aguf means, you see, many times the more it calls dushas bereka bais also dushas dami. Why is it dushas dami? because Berakah buys, so the Kedusha consists of being Momin Hekdesh B'Tviyot. What is the definition of Berakah buys? Momin Hekdesh B'Tviyot? Momin Hekdesh B'Tviyot? Masha'im Ki Kedusha B'Tviyot. So it's a Kedusha B'Tviyot. When you are Magdish, a Behemel Leilo, what does it mean? It's Kodesh and it's Vos. You dedicate it to a mitzvah. Berakah buys. So, is the Kedusha consists in being Momin Hekdesh. But Kedusha Mizbeach, the Kedusha consists in being Kodesh L'mitzvos. Kodesh in the sense of dedicated L'mitzvos. What does it mean? I am Magdish Ibehimo Leilo. In other words, I Magdish this Behimo so that this Behimo will be Nikhav Zemeh. What does it mean? I am Magdish Behemo Lishlomim. I am Magdish the Behemo so that it will be aimed for a Kove Lishlomim. I am Magdish Behemo Lechatos, the Osho. It means I am dedicating this Behemo for the Kove of the Chatos and Osho. So it's a Dushal Mitzvos. A Dushal Mitzvos. So, there are two types of Kedusha Domi. There is one type of Kedusha Domi where the whole Kedusha consists in becoming Momin Hekdesh. Momin Hekdesh, Momin Babaya. But it's not Kodesh on its own. Now let's say, suppose you are Magdish Ashka. You can be Magdish Ashka and break a bias. He can be Berakah Bayis. He can be Magdish. Ashpo. Dushas Domim of Mizbeach too. So, I mean, what does mean? I am Magdish. Ashpo le Berakah Bayis. What does it mean? It's even in Tzvosa. I mean, what? Hekdesh has a kima mitzvah. I mean, in having garbage. In other words, I am Magdish Ashpo. Means I declare that this moment has moment of air. So you can be magdish anything if you just don't is there. So that's there's a lush nagmore in the illa that you base. But medlon amorim kishiyidish du saguf ligabim is there. Avo dishi du shas domin ligabim is there. Nasetim shiyidishi liberetabais. In other words, so then there is one type of Kedusha Domi Mizbeach, which means I'm not Magdish Mitzvos Mizbeach. I'm only Magdish Kedusha Domi, the Mizbeach. In other words, this Domi should be Momin Hekdesh. This Momin should be Momin Hekdesh. And then if, let's say, you are Magdish, let's say, something that is not whole Mizbeach, but you can be Magdish, say, you don't need a Mizbeach. So not, you're not Magdish at the Mitzvos. You only declare that it should become Momin Gaveah. Now, if it's Momin Gaveah, so it's like the Gabbayas. So it has Pidyet. So you can pay it. And then, if Dushi is Poka, let's say, from the Ashpo, and is Chal on the Momen. And then with that Momen, you can buy a Kol. So there is one type of Kedushas Domim L'Mizbeach, which does not have any aspect of Kedushas Domim. And what does Kedushas Haguf mean? Kedushas Haguf means that it's aimed L'Mitzvos. It's Kodesh L'Mitzvos. So there is a Kedushas Domi where you're not Magdish for Mitzvos, just Momin Hekdesh, like Kedushas Berakah Bayis, like Kedushas Berakah Bayis. Then there is another type of Kedushas Domi. There's another type of Kedushas Domi, where you are Magdish at Mitzvah, but not in Mitzvah. So then it means it has a Gishtagu. But in view of the fact that it's not Chozel HaKobe, let's say you are Magdish in Kevel Pesach. So you are Magdish at Mitzvah for Kobe Pesach. But how can it be remade? How can it be dedicated? When the Kebe cannot be called, is it Kobe Pesach? So the answer is, even though the Kebe itself, the Gufa Kobe itself, is cannot be called in Mitzvah, but the Domi of the Kobe can be called in Mitzvah. In other words, a Dushaguf is hard. You are Magdish et Mitzvoso for the Akove of Korban Pesach. You are Magdish et Mitzvoso for the Akove of Korban Pesach. And a Dushaguf is hard. And the Korban, and the Bein, and the Mekiv. But it's a Dushaguf without a cover of the Gufakov. But the Mitzvoso will be fulfilled by being Makriv the Dom. So how will it be done? In other words, I Makriv in the cable with his soul. Now this is what the Mishnah Psochim says. Is not holy in the confession. Here actually story, the Mocheir, the Yiputom of Uyidobe Lishlomi. Here actually story, the Kavosi Afos, Apopishim Kor Dokhu, Hariyuku Kavua Shimitro, Sheinu Atzmi Kor of Shlomi, Elodom. And that's a raya that the Tanner of this Mishnah holds, Yesh Dichu Balachayim. Because if we'll say, Ein Dichu Balachayim, so then you don't have to put it on pasture and wait till the moon occurs. Then you can be makri the Korban Pesach. You can, even without him, after Pesach, as is one, because the halacha is, that Mesa Pesach is for Shlomi. Suppose you are mafish a keves, a clay, for a Korban Pesach. And for some reason, you want makir for darkness. You want makir for darkness. After Pesach, it's called a Shlomi. So that means that in the Kedushas HaGuf of Pesach, it is not only aimed for the Akrobes Pesach. It's aimed, it's Kodesh and it's also to be Koreh with the Ashkolim also, in case it will not be Koreh as a Pesach or a Pesach. So then, after Pesach, it is Koreh Ashkolim. Because if in the Kedushas HaGuf, it will not take effect at the time of the Hekdesh, that it should be Kodesh or Mitzvosot for as a Shlomim too, how could you be Makrivet as a Shlomim after Pesach? After all, you are Magdishet as a Pesach, not as a Shlomim. Shlomim is one type of God, and Pesach is another type of God. The answer is, whenever you are Makrish, a clay, a keset, a keves, for the Korban Pesach, so you are Magdish et Mitzvoso, primarily, mitzvos of on Pesach end in the event that it will not be nikhavlik on Pesach, you are mafkish et li mitzvos of, magdish et li mitzvos of, as a shom. That's why Meisach HaPesach is korei shom. Now, the Gemara says here that we has, that according to the Rambam, that they give all the chayim, so then, Hamafish became only Pisrei, who is Yochav Meshtei Shonim. So, you don't have to wait until Mum occurs in it. And then be Makhid, and as Ishlomim after Pesach. But without the Mum, after Pesach, you can Makhid as Ishlomim. But how can you? If the Shisaguf did not occur in it, obviously, when even when you are Magdish, in Kedah with Pesach, or Zohar and Sheishoni with Pesach, so still in the Shisaguf, of the, what does the Shisaguf mean? Limitzvos. So, the Shisaguf takes effect, Limitzvos. With mitzvos of primarily with mitzvos of from Pesach, and in case it's not correct, as the Pesach ya magdishe with mitzvos of after Pesach eshlom. But how can you be magdishe in kibbeh with mitzvos of? I mean, doesn't make sense. The answer is it can be mukdesh with mitzvos of, not with the gufa kol. Gufa Behema being Koren is a Pesach. But for the Domi being Koren is a Pesach. How can that Domi? A Dush Saguf is, cannot be Nifte unless a Mum occurs in it. The answer is, in case a Mum occurs in it, then the Domi will be Koren. What do you mean by Domi? My words, you will pay it. Once in my verse, and the Kedusha of the Pesach of the Chalam Dami, then you buy a Kebet Zohar or a Kle Zohar, and you'll be marked with it as a Kom Pesach. Suppose, let's say, you're Magdish in Kebet, the Pesach, many months before Pesach, you put it on question. And then the Mumma Kersnet, you apply it, and with the Dami you buy a clay or a keves, and your makhev is a kompes. So that means the time of the Hekdesh, there was a Dushaguf Chalan and the Nikeve too. Limitos. But how can the Limitos of be conceived? How can the mitzvos of be conceived